Hello everyone, this is Precentor Brandon, and I want to welcome you to our final message for Season 1 here at the Guild. And this time we're going to be leaving this season in a message about letting go of the past. And this is where even myself get tripped up when I help others. The issue is basically this: we either are learning the lessons of our past, and it goes sometimes against us relying on the past. So, where many of us fail, and I have done this as well, so don't think I'm perfect, is that we learn our lessons from the past, you know, but then we use the past as an excuse for our behavior, our actions, or even attitudes in our present time. And this is where I say, you know, let go of the past, and I'm not trying to hoard in on the whole Disney Frozen song kick. Just let go of the past is usually where I say it. Now, the lessons of the past help us make, you know, in making better decisions now and in the future, but if we use the past as an excuse, that burden weighs us down and we cannot grow as a person. I mean, look how using a shield is a tool in deflecting and defense, but if it's a weapon, you know, it's not very effective. And this is why when we accept God and Jesus as a new believer, the Guild will never ask you about your past. It's never our business to know, and if you tell us, we never hold your past against you. You know, everybody has a past. Everyone has skeletons in their closet. You know, you, me, everyone. By leaving the past as our shield behind, we can attack our present and future with both hands and make our communities better, faster. Now, the first thing you should do in dropping the past as an excuse is never again let your past define you. Isaiah says it better than anybody else, and he says, forget about what happened. Don't keep going over old history. And that is what our past is, history. Living in the past is the worst, because the present moves as the past is static. And if you're static in your life, the internet concept of stupidity, i.e. doing the same thing repeatedly, expecting a different result, is how you will be viewed. This does not mean we use the past as a learning tool. On the contrary, we are taught history in school in order to learn from the mistakes and triumphs of our predecessors, build on these lessons, and improve the future. The Bible even tells us to learn from the past. And get ready, folks, this is a long one. So here we go. These are all warning markers, danger in our history books, written down so that we don't repeat their mistakes. Does that sound familiar? Our positions in the story are parallel. They're at the beginning, we at the end. You know, and we are just as capable of messing it up as they were. Don't be so naive and self-confident. You're not exempt. You know, you could fall flat on your face as easily as anyone else. Forget about self-confidence. It's useless. You know, cultivate God confidence, and we'll talk about that in another series later. No test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face. All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. He'll never let you be pushed past your limit. He'll always be there to help you come through it. Again, I know, it's a lengthy way to say those who fail to learn from the past are doomed to repeat it. But if you read the entire passage, one sentence that can help you stop using the past as an excuse is this: no test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face. In other words, people you know and don't know have at one time gone through the same trials and triumphs as you have. Maybe not in the same way, but the circumstances would be the same. So, what do you and I need to do in order to learn from the past, not dwell on it, and move forward? Well, Paul in Philippians tells us, friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us forward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. Paul is telling us we need to look at the future in our race to the goals before we pass from this world. Now, what we want to do is use the lessons from our past, be active in our present, so the goal of a better world is achieved in the future by our actions today. by allowing God and Jesus in our lives. You know, like running shoes, definitely. You know, both running shoes, God and Jesus, will help us achieve a better future for you and I. So this, again, wraps up our final message of Travel Light, but also the final message for Season 1 of The Greater Guild. Season 2 will start in 2 weeks with a brand new series. I thank all of you for listening and watching via YouTube, Gab, Odyssey, Rumble, and Spotify. If you like what you hear or watch, please click on the follow or subscribe button below or wherever it's located. Also, make sure the notification's on so you know when we post or go live with both our messages and our game days. So below are links to our website, but also our donation link. Our bylaws state that we are to only use 20% of any donation that we receive for expenses. This means that for every dollar donated by you or anyone else, 80 cents is used to donate to nonprofits or purchase items for these nonprofits' wish lists, and only 20% is used for the guild's expenses. Now, how many groups and churches can state that? So, we will see you in 2 weeks, but don't forget, we are online live on Tuesdays and Thursdays for gaming. Join us in chat. We'd love to have you. Thank you, and have a great week.